Season 3, Episode 5, Uncertain Journey.
Guys, ta-da! Look what we found! Lots of goodies! Oh my god! Chris, what have you created? It's horrible!
You're talking about my child. Wash your mouth out.
Is your name Dr. Frankenstein?
Sure is, partner.
Well, it's an ugly baby for sure.
Yeah, like a turd with warts. But take a closer look. Say, you'll like this, Alex. See this lever? Give it a short pull.
Oh, wow! That's cool. You've created a steam engine from the 18th century. Now, how does this relate to us escaping?
Now, child, sarcasm is the lowest form of wit.
What's the heat source, Chris?
It's an old radioisotropic heat generator. We fixed it at one end of the tank and turned up the heat. We now have an atomic drive. I have an internal valve which sprays water onto the vanes. It's a little slow, but it gets there in the end.
Oh, I like it. Sounds dangerous.
Now, don't break it.
It's crude, but very functional. Your child is a mini dragon, Chris, hissing and wheezing.
I know. Fabulous, isn't it? Oh, and a couple of the lads helped. One has a father who is a plumber. Melody's also got a steady hand on the old welding torch as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, my brothers used to play around with those electric race cars, Formula Low G or something. Anyway, I was the only one who could weld properly, so I ended up doing all their welding for them.
Sounds like the chaps. And also, like Alex. She also breaks quite a few things. Must be her manly side coming out.
Less of that. Well, my manly side just saved Sharrow from a horrible death. Again. For the second time today, probably. I like to think of myself as a knight in shining armor.
Oh, do you now?
Ignore her. Responding only encourages the megalomania. Chris, it's definitely butt-fuggly, but it has an inner beauty, like a little duckling.
Why, thank you, Sharrow. Now, if Madame would care to step inside, Madame will see the luxury appointments steeped in leathers and crafted wood.
You mean the tarp cover stretched over the thing that looks like a badly constructed S&M chamber? What's with that plywood dashboard?
Well, plywood is simply engineered timber, so strong and light. Chris, are they always so negative?
Yes. Thank you, Sharrow, for appreciating the finer things in life.
Yep, it's fugly.
Well, yes. But please, just close your eyes slightly. Apply a little bit of imagination. See the bigger picture. Okay, you're right. I admit it. It's fugly. So, Alex, I just need you to help me to weld some more support structures for the tank. Otherwise, the whole lot will fold up like a cornflake packet at a kid's breakfast.
No problem. Say, I also thought that a good spray of null foam wouldn't hurt. Not to mention gluing it together.
Good idea.
Well, yes. Good job. Let's just say you have mother's eyes, Chris. So I have to ask, what are these other big tank things?
Well, one is for our coal gas thrusters. That's Zed's idea, by the way. The other one is a water supply for us and the steam generator. That's the one with the heat jacket. Oh, by the way, found another radioisotopic generator. This one is almost spent, but it will be good to warm the cabin.
Okay, but how do we steer this, ship?
Well, not quite sure how it's gonna work, but I handed the problem over to Zed and Sophie because steerage is part of navigation and that is their baby.
Oh, good timing, Chris. We can ask them. Talk of the devil's children.
Holy crap, what have you guys been doing? You've added more tanks. It's like a plumber's had a gangrenous nightmare.
A few bits and bobs, nothing super significant, unfortunately. How about you guys?
Well, we have been working on the navigation.
Say, have you seen Frogman and Piglet? I asked them to look at how we free this tank thing from the rock.
No idea exactly. Say, Soph, where did old Froggy and Piglet get to?
Sounds like a pub. I think they went off towards the long decline. They said there might be more workshops. They're looking for the explosives magazine.
Why don't we call them on the radio?
Oh, they're not working. The rock in there is high in iron, acts to block the signals.
Great. Hang on, what's that whirring sound?
That was good timing. Is that the dynamic duo? Yep, it is. That's so cool. They found an electric buggy.
Whoa, why is it every time I hear the word frogman, I flinch?
You really want to know?
No, really, no thanks.
Looks like they're towing a few goodies too.
Say, guys, you're gonna love this. Look what we found.
Did you see any tanks with gas?
We found another room further down the decline. There was a big maintenance workshop with a compressor. We might be able to rig the pump to fill the tanks on the... Oh, shit, that's ugly. What's it called?
Yeah, it's ugly. We know. Yeah, what exactly is it called, Chris?
Well, I don't know.
The unnamed child. How romantic.
Well, it looks like it should be called Mortis or Gangrene.
Well, all ships have to have a name, Chris. It's very bad luck not to name a vessel.
It's a bucket of old bolts, so I suggest we call it what it is.
Bucket of bolts. How horrible.
Perfect. Now let's get on with things, shall we?
Not so fast. We need a ceremony, otherwise the luck spell's not made. We need to break a bottle over the prow. Do it properly.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Shaz. Do any of you have an all-drink bulb?
Here, I've got one.
Okay, throw it over here. Thanks. I name this ship a bucket of bolts. May God bless her and all who sail in her. Ugh, how disappointing. Just a dribble. But it's on the prow.
Right, can we get going now then?
Yes, I'm happy now. Chris, you should have seen her, your yacht. It was so sad. She was all crumpled up, looked like she was crying. I took a picture for you.
Sorry, Shaz, I can't look at it. I really don't want to think about her. I feel bad. I murdered her with my stupidity. Say, have you got a coffee bulb? I need a drink.
Oh, yeah. But you need this. A couple of swigs, it's a cure for ship sickness.
What is it?
Whiskey. Let's toast the old girl and say thank you for saving us.
Thanks, Alex. I needed that.
Oh, what is that, Zed? It's worse than the ship.
Well, Soph and I came up with a few ideas. Hopefully, they might stop us from killing ourselves. Show them, Soph.
Sophie, you're a genius. You managed to make something that's even uglier than the ship.
Simmer down, guys. You're getting overexcited. I present our beautiful baby.
That's a child made in hell.
Well, ugly or not, you need it. So, these little electric motors spin around and make a gyro system. This bicycle wheel thingy is a crude gimbal. Ladies and gentlemen, I present our inertial navigation system.
Well, I have to give it to you. In all my years in the CIS Marines, I have never seen anything quite like that.
You lived such a denuded and narrow life, Alex. I feel sorry for you.
Well, at least I'm not as sorry as that thing.
Welcome to the world of full inertial guidance. You will find it interesting.
Oh, God, help us. I don't really want to ask, but how does it work?
So, the wheels go round and round, quite fast, and drive the gimbal angles with their gyroscopic precession. We have to manually read the gimbal angles here and here. It's not quick or pretty, but it works on the bench. If we get a gimbal lock, well, we're buggered, but then we probably are anyway. Zed feeds these angles into his suit computer, and he has a program to calculate the valve durations on our cold gas thrusters. Zed, you're the really clever one. So why don't you tell the folks about your controller thingy?
Thanks, Soph. You're really clever too.
Thank you, Zed.
Just get on with it.
Well, we use a stopwatch and this piano thingy to control the valves. I have a program which calculates durations. Then I play fast and loose on those keys. Little gas jets spurt out and move us in the right direction.
Did you bring the sick bag, Shaz? I'm feeling queasy already.
Alex, don't be so negative. Sophie, that sounds really clever. Well done, both of you. Just one question.
Yes?
Can you play the keyboard?
Yes and no. What I mean is it's quite tricky to coordinate.
Oh, but Zed's so clever, Sharo. Isn't he, Sophie?
Yes, but hang on. I'm supposed to be winding you up with that routine. It doesn't work the other way around.
I know. Evil, isn't it?
Look, stop it, you two. It's not perfect, but we don't have a choice. None of this will matter if we don't make it back anyway. The main thing is we have some attitude control. If we get in a spin, at least we have a fighting chance of stabilizing.
Sounds horrible. I think sick bags will definitely be required. Remember the picket ship, Alex?
Forever stamped into my nose, Shaz.
Right, well, let's start preparing for our little journey into deep space. I think we're good to go from my end. This all tank is as ready as it's ever gonna be. When the rest of the crew get back and we can check the pressure and the gas thrusters, then we might as well get underway.
Yep, nothing to be gained by hanging around. We need to get out there while the search is still happening.
So what about breaking the rocks with Piglet's explosives?
Looks like that might be ready to go as well. You see all the null foam around the rocks?
Yes, I thought it was you just testing the spray gun.
No, it's acting as glue to hold the detonation cord and the charges. We packed the holes with some sharp stones. Hopefully they'll keep the charge from leaking. The foam is about set by now.
Shero and the guys found the explosives bunker whilst you were sorting out all the bits and bobs, so we're all ready to go.
Well then, let's get to it. I'll get the troops back here and pack them into the bucket of bolts. Are you kids comfortable back there?
It's very cozy. It's a good thing I'm not claustrophobic.
You got that right. What about the rest of you?
Alex, let's just get this over with, shall we?
Roger. So, brace for impact.
Where did I put those mints? Are we there yet?
Do we count down or just push the button?
On the count of one. 10, 9, 8, 7.
You did it early.
Yep, my lucky number.
Well, it scared the bejesus out of me.
Alex, we're actually moving. Look at the gimbals.
Oh, yeah, it works.
Was there any doubt?
Oh, yeah. Lots.
Great.
Oh, I'm feeling queasy already. Should the stars be circling like that?
No, not really, but don't panic. Now make sure you've got your sick bag.
Thanks, partner.
Guys, we need to make some corrections. We're tumbling fairly rapidly.
Understatement of the year, I think.
Sophie, what do your inertial navigation gizmos say?
They say we're spinning like crap. That's what it's saying. Try a few small bursts on key one. See if it improves the situation.
How's that?
Again.
Okay.
Yes. Now try a few small bursts on key three.
Got it.
Okay. Now try a second burst on key one again.
Okay. Status?
Still in a slow pitching roll, I think. Let's sort this pitch before I'm as sick as Shaz. Okay. Half a second on key four.
Here goes.
Oh, shit.
What?
It's stuck. I can't turn it off.
Zed, we need to kill that now.
I'm trying. The valve is stuck. I'm pushing the key and it's not turning off.
Let me try the hammer of inquiry.
That's made it worse.
Ah, I think it's iced up. Hit the opposite direction we need to kill the spin. Otherwise, it's game over. I'll apply the hammer of incipient doom.
Okay, enough on the hammering. Will you stop?
More!
No, we have control now. Just chill.
So you don't like my engineering techniques?
No, not really. You're on the overzealous side. Too much Thor, not enough Watchmaker.
Well, it appears to have worked, doesn't it? Oh, well, that was fun. Really got a good stretch on the old shoulder.
That's not the turn of phrase that sprung to my mind.
This is the captain speaking. We may experience some turbulence from time to time today. The food service will be temporarily suspended whilst the seatbelt signs are on. Say, Shaz, how you doing? You're looking very green around the gills.
Thank you. Now, will you fly this boat straight, or should I take over? I've already been sick twice.
I don't think she's cut out for space duty, Chris. She's developed a rather sultry attitude to space adventuring.
Shero, take one of these. I found a med pack. It will either make you get as high as a kite or knock you out. Not sure which, but either way, it might reduce the symptoms.
Thanks a million. What is it? Oh, crap. I don't care. Just let me have it, please.
See how rapidly you've taken to the drug use, Shero? You're really getting into the letting your hair down thing.
Now, don't you start as well.
So, Chris, what heading should we be taking?
That's tricky. Can we see anything out the window?
Clever. Zed, what's out the window?
Alex, stop it.
I have a spotter scope. Just be patient. I'm trying to identify something. Anything? Well, it is very dark.
Yes. Yes! Zed, we know space is dark. What else?
A lot more dark.
Yes, but can you see anything at all?
Chris, that's why it's called space. Chill.
Do you two always argue like this? It's bad enough with Alex and Shero.
Zed, get used to it. Been happening for 60 years. You can't stop an old family tradition. Mind you, I usually take the lead on the argument. Older Chris appears to have gained in her beating Alex skills.
Believe it, baby.
Oh, you guys. I like it when you banter. It's homely. We're like one big, unhappy family.
You got that right, Sophie. Probably the Adams family. Now, is there anything, Zed? Anything at all? What about Mars?
Mars. Oh, yeah, I can see. Wait. It's a man. Red. On a chariot. With a cape. Oh, wait, it's the god of war.
Geez, Zed, get your head together.
Don't get too excited, folks. Oh, I think I actually can see Mars. The planet Mars.
Alex, do you have that extra large telescopic sight from that broken gun you found?
Yep, right here.
Okay, let me see. Yeah. It's Mars, all right. Now, what's the angle to the window?
Sophie, can you hand me that protractor?
Yes, of course. Would you like me to read the angle?
Yes, please, Sophie. You're always so helpful.
Shaz, if you two weren't all gooey over cooking and quilting, I might think you have serious competition with old Zedilla here.
Oh, hi, Alex. I think I'm having a trip on these drugs.
Ugh, she's out of it.
Yeah, but she doesn't have her face buried in the sick bag, does she?
True. Now, I wonder how old Zedilla Loverboy is doing.
I'm right here, Alex. I can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Well, just focus on your projectivator.
It's a protractor.
Zed, ignore her. She's just winding you up.
Yes, well, it's working. She's just impossibly annoying.
I believe he is starting to understand one of my best features.
Oh, my God. So you got that angle, Sophie?
Yep, it's in my data pad.
Okay, that's one point. We're going to need at least two more.
Can you see Jupiter?
Look, are you just going to go through all the planets?
Well, there's only eight. Just trying to be helpful.
You're not helping.
So, Alex, where did you lose your flechette gun again?
Chris, not helping either.
Oh, don't worry, Chris. They're just miserable today. Ignore them. Say, I think I'm starting to see little rainbows around everyone. So beautiful.
Say, I'll just strap you in there, Shaz. Keep you all safe and sound.
Rainbows. Oh, your rainbow's really beautiful, Chris.
Why, thank you.
Oh, look. I think I can see Jupiter.
See, I told you so.
Now, Sophie, do you have that protractor again?
Yes, Zed.
So, what you got so far?
22 and 34 degrees for Jupiter, 190 and 130 for Mars, with the second being the X-axis. We need another point. Can you see anything else out there? Could you see the lights of New London?
What about that?
Don't even think about it. I can see something. It's fuzzy. Extreme rain. Oh, I think that might be Ceres Station. Well, okay, here are the angles. I'm lined up, Soph.
Okay, let me see. Shit, we're a long way from home. I have 270 degrees and 320-ish.
Okay, so let's pop that into the computer and... that makes our position here mid-belt. So, by my calculations... we need to reorientate and use the main boost in this direction relative to Gimbal A.
Great. Get on with it. We don't have time to hang around. I'll give it a decent steam blast and then we stop and figure out status. Recalculate and readjust, okay?
Roger on that. Okay, just a few pops on the attitude controls. Right, good to go.
How's that?
Not too bad, actually. Just gonna correct some slight spin we picked up.
Okay, are we ready to go again?
Yes, roger on that.
Say, anyone feeling lightheaded or is it just me?
I am feeling a little weird.
I feel weird.
Yes, we know, but it's not the same weird.
Shit! We have a buildup of carbon dioxide. Soph, get one of those filters and swap this thing over. I'm gonna check the oxygen feeds.
Oh my God, that's really dangerous. Pump it out. Pump it out now.
I think the electric fan thingy may have jammed to the duct tape. That's why we're not scrubbing the air. It's burnt out. Zed, have you got those pliers? Thanks.
Piglet, use the manual bellows. Keep them working slowly.
Oh man, it's not working. Oh, I'm out of breath.
Shaz, you sober?
No.
That's okay then. Is it me or is it cold in here?
Oh, it's cold in here.
Also, I might be hallucinating.
Oh, I know I am.
I might be finally going gaga. It's really stuffy and my head feels weird. I keep seeing glimpses of little glowing red eyes. I think it's the teddies again.
Oh, not the teddies. Chris, are you awake?
So she's out cold. They all are. I think it's our nanites. We can run on less.
Oh, perhaps I'm getting another round of hallucinations, too. I think I saw a flash of light through the window.
What?
Light through the window.
Oh, I'll see if I can reach it. I'm almost frozen.
Let me give you my blanket. You look so cold.
Oh, good for you, Shaz. I'm looking out now.
What can you see?
There is a light. I can't focus my eyes properly.
It's the damn carbon dioxide. Well, I'm going to sleep now. It was nice knowing you.
Shaz, stop that. Stay awake. We're not ready to go out yet.
Well, it's hopeless. We gave it our best chance.
Wait up. The light. I think it's getting closer.
You sure you're not hallucinating? Is the light shaped like a teddy bear?
No, it's... Oh, it's a spacesuit light. It's got a mag grapple.
Oh, my head is knocking.
No, you goose. It's real.
Oh, thank heavens.
I'm gonna wait until the suit touches the grapple handles. Then knock back.
Again.
The suit's moving. Oh, holding a comm pad to the window.
What's it say?
Grappling to bay. Pressure suit.
Oh, it's over. We're safe.
Say, don't cry. We're gonna be okay.
Another hour and we would have been gone.
That was intense.
Alex, the master of understatement.
Oh, Jesus, it stinks in here. I must say, I'm getting real tired of constantly having to rescue you two. Here, grab this oxygen. I'm bringing in a vent tube.
I never thought I'd say this, Dolly, but I'm so glad to see you.
Thanks. Gander and Rudy are really pissed at you. It's cost us some expendables to get out here. Not to mention a number of the guard being disciplined. Caused a right stink. Oh, nearly as bad as your BO.
Yes, yes, I'm officially embarrassed. Anyway, it's Chris's fault, really.
Alex, stop it. We're all to blame, including you. We were idiots, for sure.
Finally, something you and me can agree on. So how are the rest of the human orgy at the back?
Not so good. They don't have our nanites.
Ugh, creepy. Look, give them some oxygen. It'll revive them. Oh, I think I can see movement.
Sylvie, we're safe. Don't go back to sleep. Here, take this. Breathe slowly and deeply.
Oh, hi, Shaz. You look nice. I've been really cold, Shaz. Can I snuggle, please?
Am I interrupting anything here?
Sophie, hello. Look, we're in public, so wakey wakey. We have to get out and face the music.
Yeah. I know. It's gonna be bad. The wrath of Gander and all that.
Yes, it is. But we have to fess up. No avoiding it.
Oh, got a bitch of a sore neck. Oh, so doily, no band this time?
Oh, watch out, here she comes.
What the bloody hell has been going on? What did you think you were doing? This was so stupid. I don't know where to begin.
Jazz, does she sound like your mom?
What? I should put bother you over my knee. Unfortunately, it's a little too delicate for that nowadays.
Alex, stop it.
Ganda, calm down, please. We know we were stupid. We're sorry, okay? We'll make things right.
Dracaminia! As if I don't have enough to worry about without you boneheads going on an illegal excursion.
We didn't, actually. The ship decided to leave without us in the driving seat.
That's what they always say. If you're on a ship, you're supposed to have awareness of what it is doing. End of story. So, exactly where is the fancy yacht? Where's Chris?
All in good time, Gander. Chris will tell the story. Let's just say we had to, sacrifice the yacht. It's a long story.
Sacrifice the yacht? It's millions of dollars. You don't sacrifice the yacht.
Duh.
Well, this story of yours had better be good, because Rudy and I are very upset.
Yeah, I figured that much. Look, do us a favor and give us an hour to reoxygenate and freshen up. Then we'll tell you what happened.
Mind your head. Watch the hatch, Sophie.
Don't want to leave. I want to snuggle.
Sharrow, she always is reluctant to get out of bed.
Always. Mornings, a complete shit show. It's terrible.
Oh, hi, Shaz. Can I have a cuddle?
Oh, come here. Okay.
You look a little spacey, Sharrow.
It's a bloody pill that Chris gave me for my space sickness.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Let's hope it worked.
Oh, it worked. Just made me as high as a kite. This oxygen is helping, though.
I hate to admit this, but whose idea was it to rig the squawker? I was half impressed. Worked a treat. We would never have found you without it.
That was all Zed. Smart lad, Zed.
Yes, he is. Shame about the other annoying stuff, though.
Say, finally something we can agree on.
Guess it was pirates, eh?
Ganda thought it might be. She was really worried, started pacing. It's never a good sign.
Yeah, I can see. Never seen her like this. Scary. Look, even we were worried at one point. Managed to neutralize the vermin. They won't be carrying out any more raids.
Neutralized permanently, eh? No half measures with you.
Yes, we use gyroscopic prejudice.
What?
They experienced an out-of-control gyroscope at close quarters. Look, let's wait and we'll tell the whole story. It's been a hard few days, believe me. I really need a shower.
Okay, then.
I can only apologize, Gander, and Rudy. I'm very sorry. We're all sorry.
That's all well and good, Alex, but we were very worried. I'm getting too old for all this unnecessary stress.
Yes, I forgot to wind my clocks. I never do that. This story of yours had better be a good one.
Doily, report. Ongoing threat situation. Or can we stand down the troops?
Yes, Mum, stand down. Alex says any threat has been neutralised.
Oh well, another wild goose chase. Boy, stand down. Zero threat situation. Both ships rendezvous at CAP. Prepare for return journey.
Well, folks, if you would like to all disembark from this ship, we can strap it down and Delta V back to New London.
Sophie, you still cuddling? Cheryl, I can see what you mean. Like starting an old ship.
Yep. It's definitely hard to get that old engine started in the morning. It needs a really strong coffee.
Oh, I think I drifted off for a second.
Of course. Here, take my shoulder. Let's get you to the shower.
You know the thing that really pisses me off? Is you got me all excited over your Lorenz drives, and then I didn't even get a chance to look at them.
Sacrificed on the altar of crass stupidity, I'm afraid.
Ouch. Sounds expensive.
Not expensive.
Really?
Yeah, really. Insurance. I can make a claim at Lloyd's because of the pirates.
I can never tell if you're joking.
No, I'm not joking. It's true.
Jeez, I'll never understand high finance. What, it doesn't make any sense.
I have one question for you, Doily.
Yeah? What's that?
Did you remove that large crate from the small cargo area in my yacht?
Yes, we did. But it's not been opened. What is it?
That's good. Ghost will be pleased.
What?
It's a new Ipress 5 Avatar body for Ghost. It cost a small fortune. I just felt so sorry for her in the clapped out old thing.
I don't do this very often, but I'm going to give you a hug, Chris. Thank you. That's really wonderful news.
Okay, soldier. Now, let's get this shit show on the road, shall we? I really need a shower and cup of tea before facing the gander to justify the expense.
This episode was produced by Melanie Blizzard and written by Melanie Blizzard. The voices you have heard were Adney Ekandeo playing Sophie, Barry Howarth playing Boy, David Lomas playing Frogman, Helen Ekandeo playing Alex, Joanne Oliver playing Rudy, Melanie Blizzard playing Piglet, Mitzi Clifford playing Melody, Priya Shah playing Doily and Chris, Stephen Cameron playing Zed, Vivian Braybrook playing Gander and Sharrow. Angel and May is produced by a not-for-profit actors group. Any funds contributed via Patreon will be 100% allocated to future products.